Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
I got a letter. Let's get right into it. Info@keithandthegirl.com. That's how you rate us. Info@katg.com. Dear Keith and Chemda, I need your help. My name is Melanie. I've been listening for over 10 years. I'm 29 years old. And I give every shit I've had this week about this subject. I've been dating someone for a little over a year. He's my age.
That's quite the mark, right?
It is a mark.
Over a year. Yeah.
He's my age. We have similar interests like snowboarding, running, and dancing.
Oh. That's a lot of similar interests.
Can I just jump to the end? You're both psychopaths.
I think that's wonderful. When you can exercise together, hell yeah.
We've had an amazing time in our relationship.
And you call it fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See you, doctor. We've had an amazing time in our relationship. We've fallen head over heels and are considering moving in with each other. My problem is that for the last couple weeks, he's been acting a little different. Couple that with I saw a text come up on his phone. Hello, we know where this is going. And he turned it over to face down when it came in.
Oh, that feels so nerve-wracking. Because, okay, before you continue.
Yeah.
That feels nerve-wracking, right? But haven't we done it from an I don't want to continue yet.
Go ahead.
Haven't we done it from an innocent place? Like, oh, shit, this is lighting up. We're at a table. This is rude. Let me turn it over. Let me put it away because it's interrupting. It's not that I don't want you to see it. It's that I want it put away. So that has come from an innocent place, right?
Yes. Yeah, I believe that. And I've done it. I've done it at night where I do want the phone on, but I don't want lights coming up. If it rings, then okay.
Right.
But apparently I'm on the notification list for everything. Instagram. If you put up a thing on Instagram, I've seen it. It doesn't matter who you are. I've seen it. Everything. I get notified. I got to figure out a way to get out of it. But I never, you know, you got to make time. I understand. But everything's telling me. It's like, if you, oh my God, it just said your friend's getting the cheese sandwich out of the fridge. I go, Adam, you telling their bit cheese? He's like, I didn't tell nobody. I'm like, my notifications.
That's how my brother used to scare me because we share locations. And so sometimes he'll text me. He's like, oh, how's Costco going? Or wherever. I just passed by Costco on the way. He's like, are you going to stop at Costco or just keep going? And I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. He shares a location. Right. So he randomly looks up where I am. And when he lived in the neighborhood, he once showed up where I was, like, surprise. And I love it. But, you know, you could be in a relationship where it's like, oh, man, that feels like you're monitoring me. This is my brother. But I would love if Xerxes is like, how's that, you know, coffee you just bought? And I'm like, what? Yeah, but I think that could be very, very invasive. What do you think about that stuff? Would you enjoy it? Or would you be like, get off of my ass?
I would enjoy it because you could tell me what direction I'm supposed to go in. But I can never surprise you. Just the other day, I surprised Kyle at her house. You know, when are you coming over? Why don't you open the door, you bitch? You know, we have a fun little language and it's cute. I was there the whole time. That's why I wouldn't like it. Your brother actually said that to a time when me and Kat were together at a flea market and goes, you know what you guys can do? And like takes her phone and starts like, well, you don't. But then what? Do we just look like cheaters if we're not into it? So he puts.
Oh, my brother took your phone to add her to share a location.
And vice versa.
Because he only sees it as romantic and also very logical. You know, like if you're. He's married. If she's like a mile from home, he can start dinner or put away this or, you know what I mean? It helps your timing. Some people have alerts. Like if you're this close to the house, I get alerted. Now I know you're coming, but that could come from way, way innocent, like almost naive, or it can come from, I can hide everything I need to hide.
Well, at this flea market happened to be a necklace that she wanted, but she wasn't. For whatever reason, she didn't commit to it. She passed it like three times debating about it. It's probably $15. It's a, you know, an old Subway token turned into a necklace. And she just couldn't bring herself to treat herself. So anyway, she starts walking away and we're going to meet at a restaurant. I go, oh, you know what? I'm going to look at something else. Oh, I know what I did. I pretended to feed the dogs who were only two blocks away. Well, now
so
I'm on her fucking pretend to go back home, but I'm just going
to
go back and get this necklace. Now Mike's going to be bragging. Hey, look, we can see exactly in the flea market where he's at. Now, it's terrible timing. He should have asked me.
He should have asked. I think he just, you know, he sees like if you're married, then you wouldn't mind sharing this, you know? But I'm sure if he heard this, he'd be like, I could see why.
Right. Yeah. I give it a thumbs down and we broke up. So thanks, Michael.
That's so interesting to me. And I would love to hear what people think about this because I get that, but I like there are more ups than downs for this. Like I get that you can't really surprise me, but you can't surprise me online either. We share an Amazon account, right? Like me and Xerxes. If he's even looking for something, he better use an incognito window because otherwise it comes in my, hey, you used to you were looking for this. You want to keep looking for it? You can't surprise anybody. Oh, we're looking at, let's say, a bed or something like that. It starts coming up in your feed. Why are beds right. all up yeah. in your feed? Why is an engagement ring all up in your feed?
Oh, I looked up when I looked up an engagement ring. Then it became on every single ad spot on every single ad. And then people try to tell you about these, you motherfuckers who think ad block is the answer to everything. Do you know the sites know not to, how to go, ah, you can't use ad block on me now. And so then you got to go and take the time to figure shit. This ad block is bullshit. It doesn't work. I'm team newspapers forever. I don't get wedding rings in the middle of a newspaper article. Anyway, I'm old
school. Yeah, but that means you have to look for wedding rings in your newspaper because where are you going to get this from? Yeah, it's very hard to surprise people, but I would love to know if people like following their people or not. So where were we in this letter?
Well, I'll tell you something else. The wedding ring companies, they have a way to reach you. Believe me. Okay, it doesn't matter if you have a computer or not. But no, I wouldn't be a fan of that. I saw a text come in his phone and he turned it over face down when it came in. I caught that right. the name of the texter was Carol. I don't know anyone who knows he knows named Carol. I'm starting to suspect something, but I'm not sure if I'm out of line. Honestly, that would have been your in right there. Hey, who's Carol? I don't know. Hey, who's calling? I don't think that's too much, is it?
Okay, but it's one of those things where it's like, how do I say this without sounding like, who the fuck is Carol? You know what I mean? Where you have to like steady your breath and go, hey, who's Carol? I've never seen, you know, I happen to catch it. Now, how does that other person not feel like, what are you snooping on? Like, what's the problem? Although, if I think about it, if Xerxes was like, oh, who's Carol? I never saw Carol. I'd be like, oh, thanks for your interest.
Yeah. Now you have to hear about Carol.
About my friend. That's right.
That's the thing. You just have to, maybe deep down, you didn't really want to talk about Carol because it probably is a friend from work and just boring as shit. Is it okay to ask for his phone password knowing I'll probably use it to snoop?
Straight to the point. Okay. No, honest. Okay.
Thank you for responding. And if you read this on the show, I'm a lurker on the forums and on your Reddit page. I'll be reading the comments from other listeners. Please be honest and empathetic.
That's fair.
Keith and the girl for life, Melanie. Well, you caught me at a weird time, Melanie, because I'm going through this dad emails book. Of course, keithandthegirl.com/dad. I'm catfishing my dad because he reached out and was a little naughty to my ex-wife, long story short. Here's what I say. I say, you catfish him, you write him emails from somebody totally different because you don't know Carol's story and see if he bites. Also, this person that you're making up, very, very sexy. Or when you do get his phone, because you will be able to, it'll be open somewhere. You will be able to get it. Change, put in a phone number that you have access to, name it Carol, change Carol's name, and then start writing as Carol, and you'll know right away where he's coming from, this attitude.
Holy shit balls.
Why are you calling me? Hey, or is it just, hey, miss you much? Does he miss people much?
Holy shit. I didn't even think of that. Miss you much? Does he miss anybody much? Holy shit. But then how do you explain? See, every time you act shady, you know, he's acting shady. Let's say he's shady. You act shady. Eventually, you're all going to have to explain to yourselves, to each other this, because Carol isn't texting. So who was this texting?
I have another idea. Hey, it's date night. I know we should go out and get wine, like a whole Carol. What? A whole barrel, like a lot of wine. What did you think I said?
Oh, yeah, we should go caroling. like a fun summer sport. We do all this winter shit. You know, let's move it. Like, June 25th, like for the half birthday of Jesus.
You can try any of these fantastic ways, Melanie. And then if you're missing something and you're wrong, you have to kill yourself. But other than that.
What would you like sincerely? I think it is at the time. I think you can go, oh, I happen to see who's Carol. Like, I would love for it to just be a question, because I would hope that this is my attitude. And I think it is that if you ask me who Carol is, I'm really going to be pleased.
Right.
I want to tell you about my life. I want you to find interest. All people want to do on dates is answer your questions, right? Like, ooh, where'd you go to school? Who gives a shit? It's been a while. I don't care. But like, if somebody cares, I don't know, that's nice. So I guess if you come up to this and you go, who's that? And that person's defensive, is that a sign?
Yeah, that's a sign. That's a sign. I would answer first and then go, why? Or have you, you know, I'd ask more questions if you saw the phone and then you didn't bring it up till 2 days later in the kitchen. Then they'd be like, okay, hey, now we have a thing. Do you know, has this been on your mind? But if you really think he's doing something, you gotta do it right there. And even the word confront is a big deal, but that's what it is. And you gotta do it right there and then. And as simple as who's Carol?
But I think you're, first of all, it is over. She's not texting, I think, as she's sitting with him wondering who Carol is, right? This has to be like a day or two later, at least. Right. But I'm thinking, if, like you said, then 2 days later you come in like, hey, who's Carol? Yes, it is a thing because it's been on the mind, but it's still going to be a thing on your mind. So you either have to like fully get over it or go, hey, this has been on my mind. I hate that it's on my mind because I trust you, but clearly, like, you know, I need an explanation, because it's always a different person, though. Unless it's you, you can't trust a person 100% because it's a different person.
You say, I had a dream, the old classic dream.
Ugh, I hate the classic dream thing. I hate it.
And you were with this bitch, Carol. I don't know. Anyway. And then, you text from the fake person, Carol. And go, hey. And then you see if his response had to do with how you said, I had a dream. That easy.
The thing for me is that he's already starting to act weird. And...
yeah, I want to know how weird, but yeah. I mean, if she's comparing it to the Carol phone call, then she's talking about weird sexually or distant or this kind of thing.
Yeah, like secretive,
right?
Probably. Or, and I think if you think that and you normally don't, you're probably right. But can your shit be kicking in is the only other thing I could think of. Like, you're starting to think of moving in. Now are you starting to think of ways where he doesn't want to be there because you're scared? Mm-hmm. Doubt it, but it's still there. It's still there.
Sure. Well, in this book right now, I'm at the part editing where I'm at, we're talking to Mike Kaplan, and Mike Kaplan plays a devil's advocate. And he's like, maybe your dad was reaching out to your ex because he just wanted to learn more about you. And then I see that, you know, we both laughed our balls off at that. But and
well,
then,
the thing about that, that's the devil's advocate thing is, you heard me just now. I'm like, oh, here's the devil's advocate. In essence, right. I was finding like some other way. Now I could at least say doubt it. And it's okay to doubt. But I think at that moment when we were talking to Mike on that show, I always understood your devil's advocate thing. You have something called child rapist lawyer. You have a whole chat.
Stand up, I have.
Yeah. You have a whole thing called devil's advocate, right? Don't you? Like in a, what's a chapter called in an album?
Track.
A track,
here.
Right.
But it's at right that here, moment, actually. Track 4, Devil's Advocate on the last album, I'm Dating Your Mom. But go ahead.
At that moment with Mike, I think I extra understood your devil's advocate thing. I was like, oh, this is what I sound like when I give the devil the benefit of the doubt. Like, right. The devil action. The like, this is what happens when it's like, wait, what if the child rapist has a good reason? Like, what?
Right. Like he said, maybe he just said to Kat about a jingling libido, he just wanted to let her down gently. And I'm like, so,
ew.
What? Here it is. This is Devil's Advocate, about 3 minutes from I'm Dating Your Mom.
Can I play Devil's Advocate for a second? What is that, by the way? Can I just pretend I'm a big piece of shit and we have a real conversation? Feels like a waste of time. And what is that? Anytime you say that, devil's advocate, it's so outdated too. It means nothing. Substitute some of the words. The devil. That's not real. What's like something real bad we could... child rapist. And then advocate, that's like a fake judge, right? Change that to lawyer. And whenever you want to bring up a point you don't really mean, you go, hey, just for the sake of conversation, can I play child rapist lawyer? No. No. How about you say, you know, just like what you believe? You don't have to make excuses up for these people. They can express themselves just fine. Some of them are the best in the world at it. Mm. Okay, what if Michael Jackson just wanted to talk to little kids? You ever talk to a little kid? That's even weirder. People are like, oh, where are the flying cars that we were promised? Well, we're too busy arguing if Jussie Smollett really punched himself in the face, despite all the proof. We didn't have time to build a transporter.
Keith, do you think video footage could be manipulated? Do you think that maybe blah, blah, blah?
Oh, this stupid blah. How about blah, 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 blah? Like, you don't even mean, none of this is, you know what it is. You know what the facts are. Don't be reaching. I understand the idea of making shit up. Like, all right, I don't know if I should admit this, but when O.J. Simpson was on trial for double murder, part of me hoped that he was innocent and that we'd find the real killers so that I can be one of these dopey people walking around going, nah, who knows anything? We were so sure. Maybe the clergy didn't know. I wasn't there. Oh. A fun way to live through life, right? Now, you know what the fucking truth is. Just don't make excuses. Just ask yourself, okay, what do I do now? Ask yourself, okay, do I play R. Kelly at my wedding? But don't lie. They'll be like, okay, but have you ever had to, like, really pee? Like, shut up. Shut up. Everything ends up making sense, right? It's like, oh, yeah, okay, of course. That's the way it is. The way it made sense is the way it is. It always is that way, I notice. When you write to the Keith and the Girl podcast, and you go, oh, Keith, have you thought about the other side? You know, blah, blah, blah. At your age. Like, if you write me and go, maybe the earth isn't round. You know, at your age, because maybe you're young and you haven't seen enough blah, blah, blahs. I have. It always ends up the way that you think it's going to end up.
Yeah, he's cheating on you, Melon. Now, here's
Keith. I need a minute with that. I forgot how good your stand-up is. Oh, my God, and I'm so sorry. Because that track was so good, but you also scared me. And I think that that's the best.
Thank you.
Because it's always the truth that you think it is.
Modern-day philosophers.
I really want to throw up that you're giving yourself this much credit as I'm giving yourself credit. I'm giving you credit.
As if we don't have philosophers now. Yeah. Comics are the modern day philosophers. Philosophers are like, God damn it, I went to school.
Holy shit. It scared. Does that make sense that it scared me? Like, yep. He's like the truth. No, it's like you're someone else.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Let me talk about you. People listening, did he scare you a little bit just then? That, like, you know the truth, that it's always the truth. Is something about that scary?
You kind of know. You know, I'm seeing this. We talked about it in this segment with Mike, where I talk these politicians that always make up excuses for and you're like, well, we don't know the full story about the shooter at the, and it's like, motherfucker, then you better act like this with the same naivety when you come home as a parent. You know what I mean? Like, well, maybe the Republican that was blowing boys in the stall was actually trying to. Well, then when you come home and you see your little kid smoking weed and he goes, I might have blew in the window and I accidentally caught it with my mouth. You better stop for a second and go, anything is possible. Oof. But don't do it again. Well, don't do it again. What? I have a random thing blow in my mouth. I guess I won't, Dad.
Holy shit.
Ask your boyfriend to borrow his phone for one day. And also check if Carol's in it after he lends it to you.
So here's the thing. Like, you know, once you start asking, right, you open up that you now know the truth. And that, to me, if you're telling the person who you don't believe, you're just teaching that person how to lie to you better. So if now you're asking about Carol, now he knows he has to make a thing for Carol. They just cover up more when they know you're looking.
Yeah, so don't ask, just do it.
But how do you ask to keep a phone for it? Why do you want my phone?
Can I borrow your phone for a day? Mine broke. I'm going to a business meeting, blah, blah, blah.
So now you're lying about your phone broke.
Yeah, and then if you find out that nothing happened, just know that you owe him forever and you be a doting girlfriend forever because you really fucked up.
Right.
But good because you want to do things for him anyway.
This is sick advice. Don't follow any of this. I don't know. At the end of the day, you never know. Except, you know, if the truth just hit you during Keith's stand-up, maybe you know.
How many people hearing this did check and was wrong?
Ooh, me? Never. So there's one.
There you go.
Yeah, how many? Oh. This person's reading the forums and Reddit. How many of you checked and didn't find something?
I never wrote into a talk show and was wrong. Take that however you want.
All right. There's only the people who are wrong are the people who are snooping from the get. Like no matter who you are, no matter how that right. person's behaving, there are people who are just jealous in relationships who check on you like before any weird behavior, before anything like is really attached, they're just that kind of person. If you're not that kind of person and you're starting to feel away and it's not really coming from you, it sounds weird to me.
If they're older, you can try to fuck him at weird times, but he's young. He's 29. So
what do you mean?
I'm 48. I can't be cheating on you and then you go, I want to fuck now. I might need a minute. Refractory period, we call it, us male scientists. As soon as he comes home, how about now? Oh, now's a bad time. You know how I always love fucking you? Now's a bad time.
Oh, this weird math. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
So we have our forums, of course, and we have our Reddit. Both under Keith and the Girl. Drop a line. Say hi. If you're Carol, write me, by the way. That'd be funny. Did she ever tell him about the show? Hey there. You know who you are.
Hey, Carol. Do you know a couple that really likes, what was it, skiing, running, right. Again, writing a play together?
Right. But they've been dating a year. She likes Keith and the Girl so much she wrote in, but he doesn't know about this show at all. Okay. All right. Kind of rude, but you got your own shit going on.
Okay, at what year into your relationship do you introduce Keith and the Girl? I also want the answer to that.
Apparently you know, not the first one. So I think it should be day three.
Oh, like
day three. It's the day three is the big one. You talk about herpes, you fuck for the first time. I'm looking at polls, which, of course, we'll go over on last week on Keith and the Girl immediately after this show in your VIP package. But I think some of our interesting. I can't wait. Who is more emotionally intelligent was a poll.
Oh,
the show between myself and Micah Fox.
I cannot wait to hear what Rod and Karen have to say about this. Oh, OK.
50-50 on the forums.
Fuck you.
I'll take it.
I will tell you on last week on Keith and the Girl who I voted for. Do you want to take a guess? I will not give it away either way.
Well, it's Micah. I can tell. What the fuck? What am I, a detective?
I don't know.
Okay. How many people have you had sex with was a poll. The highest percentage going by tens, 0, 1, then 2 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30. And then we did it up till 51 and over, 2 to 10. Two to
I'm
10.
I'm shocked by this too. Are you surprised?
I thought it'd be more.
I thought it'd be more also because it seems like people are so much more casual about sex.
Jerry Justice says bunch of sluts in the community.
Like so not, right?
Well, I think Jerry was being serious and I think really? Jerry's been having a hard time in life and I would double check if Jerry should own a gun.
Yeah. I was thinking that the biggest percent would be like 21 to 30.
Right.
Maybe yep. more than that, you
under
know?
Under 10.
Mm, look at that.
I saw this poll, by the way, not our poll. This was on CBS, Face the Nation, an important news show. Are mass shootings something that we, and they asked the three parties, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, right? Those are the real ones. Those are the popular ones. Are mass shootings something that we can prevent if we really tried or unfortunately have to accept?
This is a poll?
This is a poll. Democrats, 85%. We could prevent it if we really tried. 15% say there's nothing we can do. This will always happen.
Of Democrats.
Of
okay.
Democrats.
Who would say there's nothing we can do about anything?
Right.
About anything.
Way to give
about
up.
About anything.
Not about taking less guns. We'll just make more guns. Like, what? How can nothing? There's nothing that can be
there's done. Nothing we can do. When you're on an airplane, are you not going like, fucking, we figured this shit out.
We figured out airplanes.
It's not just my heaviness. There are 100 people on this plane and food.
Right.
And then our cargo. And we're flying, but we can't figure out how to stop killing each other.
Independents, 73%. We can prevent it if we really tried. 27% say nothing we can do. Republicans, 56%. You can see it's getting lower. Can prevent it if we tried. 44% of Republicans that are, who the fuck picks up the phone? Or calls in. But anyway, people are 44% unfortunately have to accept this will go on forever.
There's nothing we can do. These are the same people who have prevented weed and other drugs that right. are necessary. And also, is there nothing we can do when your kid is on whatever drug they got attached to because of whatever area you happen to be in that became popular and he just whatever? There's nothing we can do about that either.
I guess we can call other people pussies and see if that helps mass shootings. We can call them like Democrats and snowflake bitches. Maybe that's really my only idea. What do you guys got?
We could just provoke people.
We can provoke people. See if that helps. Just call them dumb and informed and lamestream media, whatever they see. You don't even have to ask them what they see.
Yeah,
just know it's dumb.
Feel confident. You have a gun in your pocket. Maybe they do too, but you could say whatever words you want.
I just saw Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a representative in Georgia. She's going after David Hogg, the 22-year-old that was in the Parkland shooting, who now is acting like one of the biggest adults. At least he feels like he has to, and I think he is. He co-founded a March for Our Lives group. That's what's called March for Our Lives. He's been involved in organizing marches, 22 years old, in Washington, D.C. and in cities across the country following the mass shooting. He's trying to make more shootings after this Texas shooting, but he was in Parkland. And that's, of course, is what got him to speak up. So Marjorie Taylor Greene goes on Twitter to attack him. I hear you and your girls. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
David Hogg, obviously a dude. I hear you and your...
Wait, because girls is a negative.
Yeah, he's not the only guy.
But because calling someone female is a negative.
Yes.
No matter what.
It means weak, right.
Yeah. And but this is from a woman, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
I hear you and your girl... But she's a woman, not a girl. I hear you and your girls are funded to come to town this week to once again try to manipulate some of my gutless, weak colleagues to vote for gun control... Can you fucking imagine, by the way? I know in stand-up I've talked about it. Like, wait till you hear my thoughts on pudding control. Just, you gotta control some shit, and you just go no to gun control. Should you have it? Vote on gun control that will violate our freedoms and leave Americans defenseless, she tweeted to Hogg.
We have alcohol control.
Why don't you come and meet me, and we'll discuss it.
Wait, for real?
Says she. Yeah, yeah. And you know why. And he knows why, too. He says, I'm more interested in protecting children and meeting common sense people who are looking for reasonable solutions to stop children from dying. Don't really have time to help you go viral for attacking survivors so you can fundraise. Absolutely right. You
wow.
don't have to hear a devil's advocate position. You don't have to sit down with everybody. They're stupid fucking people, and there's people you don't have to debate.
Wow.
Stop it. We put up the poll. Are you fine with going out to a public event, party, movies, or a restaurant by yourself? Almost 100% on the forums and Reddit, everybody wrote yes. I thought everybody was the opposite.
I believe this because at KTG events, people come on their own because they know that, like,
But they get nervous. They say, hi, guys, am I a weirdo if I come alone? Everybody laughs at me that I see movies by myself. Don't you feel weird? I'm like, stop talking during movies. I'm surprised everybody's cool with it, it seems.
I like it.
Maybe it was the wording. This person, Yatsuba and Moshi, says, I voted yes, but I don't enjoy going to parties by myself unless it's something a close friend is putting together. Well, then it's not by yourself. Movies and restaurants, I'm happy to go to alone. So maybe my example shouldn't have included three things, party, movies, and restaurants, but that is my point.
Well, I think that it still counts. If you're able to go to a couple things and for other things you want to go with someone, you're still comfortable going by yourself.
Right.
I think that counts.
The poll, Casablanca. Hemdes finally saw it. Your choices were yay, nay, or never saw it. 33% yay, 6% nay. The rest never saw it. I loved it. I was older as opposed to, you know, people saw these movies young. I liked it a lot. Hemda hated it. I don't want to go back and give it another chance. I just want to keep it and leave it alone. I liked it. I don't want to fuck with the memory.
You know what I think? I think that...
But I was at least 30. So I was easily 30, maybe 35.
I remember when you talked about it, it wasn't that long ago. You were definitely like in your absolute adult age,
yes.
You know, not I just turned adult.
Right.
But I think if I didn't know anything about it, if people weren't, you know, talking about it and dropping the sayings and the phrases, I would have been able to give it the chance that it is. It probably is a really good movie. It comes out of that time, but I kept thinking it was romance. I don't think anything was romantic about it. I kept hearing the phrases that I heard all my life and then associating it with this. It just didn't add up. So I think I was robbed of the experience.
Okay.
Because everyone can't shut the fuck up and I can't watch a movie fast enough.
Right. Black and white. What year? I don't think we had numbers for years. Remember? It's like coming soon, but a while back. All right. Lots going on. You live in the same world I do, so you know that. That's what I'm going to tell you about BetterHelp. That's what I'm going to tell you about online therapy. I use it. Hemda uses it. We're big fans. BetterHelp.com/KATG. You're going to get 10% off your first month. Life is overwhelming. How many people are burnt out without even knowing it? You. Lack of motivation, irritability, fatigue. Who the fuck is calling your lover now? It's date night. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. Much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours.
What a gift that is, because yes. I've tried other ways, and it's not only taking me weeks, it's taken me months, because you have to sift through system after system. This is so good. Their app is phenomenal, really. Their platform is great.
And
48 hours, and you get someone to talk to, a professional? Wow.
Well, it kind of had a tumor. She found we call it a phone situation. Like a lot's going on and they can't get a therapist to her because all this red tape doesn't matter what she's willing to pay. And now we got BetterHelp. So, all right. Now we're talking. BetterHelp.com/KATG. All right. A restaurant in Scottsdale, Arizona. This is what's going on in the world. Everybody's going nuts. Scottsdale, Arizona is encouraging its patrons to lick the walls because they're made out of Himalayan salt. So, and they're a bar, so they think it's funny to do tequila shots and then lick the salt. Or vice versa. You know, I don't want to be out of line. The owners say Himalayan salt is naturally hygienic.
Oh my God, can we?
You don't look in your salt shaker. You see one little black dot stands out. It doesn't eat itself. The fuck?
What's happening?
They say they regularly.
Are we just not having enough salt in our lives? Is that what's going on? Or are we bored? Did we all just forget that even not washing our hands enough was a detriment to our health?
And they regularly clean the salt walls, which add to the diner's culinary experience.
Yeah. How regularly would you like me to clean a toilet before you lick it? Right. I wanted, that's maybe the pole. How regularly do I need to clean the pole for you to lick it for fucking salt?
An Army vet got $245,000 from Veterans Affairs. All right, finally. By claiming he couldn't lift 10 pounds, is now facing jail time after he posted pictures of himself pumping iron. And Keith got the notification the other day. The veteran apparently was a bodybuilder who uploaded multiple pics on social media that showed him weightlifting. He faces up to 10 years in prison.
Yikes.
What do you got? That's tough, though. If that's the one fun thing that I excel at and I can't tell anybody. Oh, that's tough. That's so tough.
Maybe that's not the thing you get help with because you have plenty and you're good at it. Get the help from the things you do need help for. That's not fair. You're taking other people's shit.
What a world out there, licking walls.
No, like, as an activity, as like, come to this bar, we let you lick our walls. Like, you ever, like, are in a bar and they're, like, so fucking square, you want to lick something. Do I just lick the person next to me? How do I make this tequila shot sexier somehow? Oh, like a wall.
The tequila's in the toilet. The wall has the salt.
Yeah, and you're not going to get ants. No, not Himalayan salt. No,
it's too much out there. That's why I recommend stamps.com. I don't even go to the post office. I print out everything right at home. Anything. It can be something you got through keithandthegirl.com/store. It can be a postcard to a friend. The computer doesn't know. Pop, pop, over at your house right away. All right? For more than 20 years, stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. I say it's fine for regular people, too, by the way. Stamps.com gives you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right in your computer. And you get discounts you can't find anywhere else. You're like, really, Keith? Not the post office? You tell me. 30% off USPS rates. 86% off UPS. Ask them. Ask them if you can have free money next time you're at the post office. Stop
now,
wasting time.
Of course.
Time.
If you haven't, you know, seen another human being in a week, go to the post office, say hi. It's a nice place.
It's a beautiful place, and you'll be reminded. Stop wasting time. Start saving money when you use stamps.com to mail and ship. Sign up with promo code KTG for a special... I mean, that letter didn't start with, we both like to do things. We've been together for a year. We love going to the post office. No, they love running and other... shit. Sign up with promo code KATG for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage. That's money. That's literal money. That's penny to penny. And a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Go to stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the page. Enter code KATG.
When you said a digital scale, it's a free digital scale.
It's a free scale. It's fun. Drop your hog on it. See how many grams.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
I was going to suggest other things, but we can drop by the chat on Wednesday night. We could talk about all the different things that we weigh out with our free scale.
Nev Campbell will not come back to Scream 6 there's going to be a Scream 6. Mm. These whodunits, it could be. I hate whodunits. I hate whodunits because it can be anybody. Like, you really don't have a chance at these. As if you can figure it out and play along. They always fuck you. They go, and that wasn't John outside your window. That was just a tree that was blowing up. Well, you showed me it was John.
Right.
So now I just stare and I go, who cares? Could be true, could not be. Who gives a fuck?
It was Bobby because he borrowed John's sneakers, right. And that's how he tricked you. But it wasn't the first Scream really, really good.
I hated it. But people seemed to love. Yeah, I hated it because people
but
just
it was
like
new to us.
I'm getting angry, Hemda. I'm getting angry.
I'm so sorry. You know what? You should be angry. You should feel all the range of your emotions.
I know
now, let's
emotions.
See how you respond to your anger. Go ahead. Scream.
That Scream sucked so many balls. And what people liked about it was them going, "Yeah, now the rules of a horror movie are." And they're like, "I see horror movies. Those are the rules." And they jerk off all over the place. It wasn't
they
that
also
fucking
were
clever.
Characters. It was like, it was clever for the time. It was new for the time. It was tongue in cheek. It was like a little meta, whatever the fucking words
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah.
And we enjoyed it. Now, I don't know how there are, you know, multiples of these.
I'm just surprised you never went to number two. You loved it so fucking much, but nobody knows what the word love means.
I will give you that number one probably had the hits, and number two through whatever the fuck is going to be is milking that cow.
Why didn't you see two? You knew better.
Why don't I see Casablanca? Wasn't it made when I was first born? I had some time. That's not what I want to watch. I said when were you born? One is good.
I'm sorry. When were you born?
75.
Okay. So probably not.
But I'm saying like Scream 1 I happened to see. Maybe I even saw 2 or 3. I don't even remember. But it, I don't go to movies. And I think you can cover it in Scream 1. So
what was better? You're implying Scream 1 was better than Casablanca. That's the world we're dealing with, folks.
That's why would I compare those two movies? Why would anyone want me to compare those two movies? Who watches Scream 1 and says it was no Casablanca? what kind of logic are we using that I have to now? What else should I compare it to? Bob's Burgers? Can we just... It's a whole different thing.
Can't even compare it. Who knows? That's why all these percentages are weird. That's why Top Gun 2 still has a rating of 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. Because no one knows how to compare things.
You shouldn't.
I can't.
The person who gives us his thoughts on the movie Jackass should like movies like Jackass. The person who gives us thoughts on any action movie should like action movies. Superhero people should do it from that end. Why would we compare these movies to each other?
I think it's people giving up. Then they don't have to have an opinion. They go, it's apples and oranges. I can compare Casablanca to an orange, by the way. Okay? Wow. Yeah.
In
I don't know. It's a
form?
Skill I have, and I didn't realize other people can't do it. So I didn't mean nothing. Anyway, Neve Campbell.
What are you acting like you're doing long math in your head?
What's that?
You're acting like you're doing long math in your head and no one can figure it out.
No, nobody
not
can.
Not even with a calculator.
I compare a pen to strawberries. I'm pretty good at it. I guess nobody is.
Would you like to try? To
strawberries!
No, Casablanca to Scream 1.
Casablanca! What's the categories? I don't have to sit down with you, and I don't have to sit down with Marjorie Taylor Greene, except I do have to sit down with you, but I don't have to answer this question. It gives a credence. The answer is Casablanca. It's not fucking close.
But if you had to.
I can. Willingly. What's better, Casablanca or Scream? They're so different.
No, I was thinking, like, can you even compare them?
I can. Yeah. Done.
Okay.
Which one bored the shit out of me? That's the one I like less.
Mm.
Well, anyway, big news for Kenda, who loves the Scream series so fucking much. There won't be a Scream 6 featuring Neve Campbell.
But there'll still be a Scream 6?
Yes. Yeah, nobody cares. Because they just like, this reminds me of old stuff. It won't even matter. They can't figure out her, they failed salary negotiations.
Maybe because she thinks she's more famous.
Yeah, and no one gives a shit. It's just, here's the word Scream again. People will go, no one cares.
Do people know who Neve Campbell is right now?
Sidney Prescott? They're not going to care. And they'll probably do flashbacks from you anyway, Sidney Prescott. You won't get paid for it. Who cares? Who gives a shit? They're laughing at her.
That's sad.
Yeah.
But also...
It's like now being a superhero and trying to do salary negotiations. They're like, oh, we have multiverses now. They'll just be a different you. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean nothing. Can I be in it? We'll think about it. We'll think about it. A 48-year-old dad in Scotland successfully underwent the world's first double hand transplant surgery. Mm-hmm. Stephen Gallagher's mitts were ravaged by the disease scleroderma, which caused his fingers to curl in painful fists. This is the ultimate stranger. I don't know if you've ever done that game. That's when you jerk off with someone else's hand. But it's okay because they're dead. How do I rate that? Like, yeah, I'd want to donate my organs, but are you into fisting? But competitions, I mean? You know. But yeah, you don't know what somebody's doing out there, but good for him. Good for him.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's incredible. I wonder if that will have to do with, if that will help arthritis or anything like that. You know, like just general... hand irritations that you get that most of us will have.
I saw a documentary. This guy, I can't believe this is the first one. He had at least one hand. Maybe it wasn't both hands. He had a hand amputated, he had a bad hand, got a hand from somebody else put on. Surprise, surprise, it's the hand of a fucking killer. Now he's got to go around. He's tempted to kill people. So this could go south.
Huh.
Okay. Documentary is called Idle Hands. Worse than Casablanca, better than Scream, but tied with Bananas and Strawberries with Sugar. All right. This Saturday, we'll be live with what the New York Times are calling the ultimate game show, Silent Trailers.
Wow, you're really not afraid to fucking have an opinion.
No. We got to act like that's a deficit nowadays. That's the thing. We praise Einstein, but we praise Michelangelo, but we're all supposed to be walking around like dolts with that said. What can we do about guns? I don't know. Make more? Silent Trailers. This Saturday, the 11th, I'll be playing against Chris Mancini. Get the fuck out of here. This guy's scary. This guy's scary.
Of course he's scary. Comedy film nerds. It's in the title.
He knows how to compare movies.
I know all the movies.com. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sharon Paul, I believe I read in one of my notifications she's getting engaged. So, you know, she doesn't have time to watch movies. They're busy thinking if they should still be together, yelling all over the centerpieces, you know. So that might not be hard. Nick Turner, this guy does know movies, and he watches everything on streaming, so I think he's caught up is what I mean with everything.
Yeah, and he's sort of like a pop culture something. Not necessarily like a know-it-all, but mm-hmm. I feel like in movies, he'll know some shit. Actually, I'm really stacking this one against you. I apologize for this booking.
There's another one, Mike Lawrence.
Well, you're fucked.
This guy... This fucking guy, he knows who the cinematographer is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. He's like the only one. If you look on our YouTube, there's some after shows where people play around with Keith. He's one of the few people who I just described the first anything, like even the studio. And you both are now, you know, in the knowledge of knowing what the name is.
Get tickets and backstage passes at keithandthegirl.com/tickets. And backstage passes, they're a little different this week. There's a special little extra something for this month. You not only get a pass to Saturday's Silent Trailer Show and all the behind-the-scenes fun, you get a backstage pass to Monday's Keith and the Girl recording as well. We're going to see how that goes. Get details right now and tickets at keithandthegirl.com/tickets. And also, when we mention these coupons, you know, slash code this and that, keithandthegirl.com/coupons, you can see everything right there. Okay? Thank you very much. keithandthegirl.com